107.1 Juice FM, Stratford's greatest hits. Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. Always a pleasure to chat with Selena Jones with Optimism Place Women's Shelter and Support Services. Good morning, Selena.
Good morning, Jamie.
It is good to have you on the phone lines. Let's talk about a new series by Optimism Place that highlights the work of women in Perth County. What's this series all about, Selena?
So we have a new series called Lead Like Her, and basically we're going to be highlighting women in Perth County doing amazing things for the community, people who give back, and people who are just making a difference in the lives of others.
So the first one is out already. Who's featured in the first episode?
So our first episode is with Anne Campion. She's the owner of Rebel, and we really wanted to highlight her and the amazing work that she's doing. She is an advocate for people in the community. She's created a safe space in her coffee shop for others, and it's fantastic. People should check it out.
Oh, for sure. It's on the Facebook page with Optimism Place Women's Shelter and Support Services. The series is called Lead Like Her. How often? Now, this is a regular series. Do we know how often these episodes will be coming out?
Yeah, so we're hoping to do it 4 times a year. So we just had our first one. The next one will be in June. Following that, we'll have one in September, and then the final one in December.
And so many great women to celebrate in Perth County. Now, can people make suggestions on who they would like to see?
Yes, absolutely. So we encourage people to make nominations. They can head to our website and fill out the form, and we'll get back to them.
Perfect. And last Tuesday was International Women's Day, and it looks like Optimism Place Women's Shelter and Support Services was celebrating with the Friendship Center in St. Mary's. How did that go?
Oh, that was fantastic. We had a chance to talk to about 80 people about the work that we do at Optimism Place. And then there was a keynote speaker, which was amazing. So we're really happy that, the community is so excited to celebrate International Women's Day.
And from St. Mary's, Stonetown Quilters Guild donated care pouches. Is that right?
Yes, they did. And they turned out so cute. So we're excited to give those to the women and children at Optimism Place.
Optimism Place Women's Shelter and Support Services. Selena, can people still make donations to Optimism Place, or how is it moving forward with that?
Yes, absolutely. So at this time, we're only accepting new donations from the community, and people can fill out the form on our website. People can also make monetary donations just directly on our website, or we also have an Amazon wish list where people can purchase items directly, and it'll be shipped to the shelter.
Okay, so lots of options right there. Selena Jones with Optimism Place Women's Shelter and Support Services. Selena, can we pass along the website for more details?
Yes, so people can check out our website at optimismplace.com or check us out on social media at Optimism Place.
All right. Selena Jones, Optimism Place Women's Shelter and Support Services, such a vital part of our community. Thanks so much for this, Selena.
Thank you, Jamie.